Hello, hello, I'm Matt Williamson at Williamson NFL. This is the Locked On NFL podcast. Please check out the rest of the network. I was a scout in the NFL. I did 3 years at Pitt, almost full season at Akron as director of football operations. I was ESPN for 10 years before that. But most of you know all those good things. But this podcast is growing so quick, sometimes I need to remind you. And as is the case most Thursdays, today is Twitter Thursday. As is not the case most Thursdays, this is coming to you kind of late. Bad stomach stuff today here. More information than you need, but we'll just leave it at that. But I haven't been a little weary, but I'm recovering, drink a lot of water, ready to talk some stuff with you guys. We are brought to you by MyBookie. We'll tell you more about them very, very soon. Lenny Eifers asks, which QB should the Vikes keep next season? Bradford's my favorite. I just don't trust him. Physically, I mean, there's so many, and he's expensive, so many injuries, up in age. I don't know how you trust him. But if you could get him at a great deal, maybe. Keenum's playing really well, and I don't know how you change that mojo. I know they're really high on Bridgewater, but I think I would handle it like this. Because the Vikings don't have a ton of other needs, I think you sign Keenum to a 2 or 3 year deal. It's going to be starter money, but it doesn't have to be astronomical. The other two leave. You use an early pick on a quarterback, first or second round, and you hopefully are pretty set there for the foreseeable future. That's a little risky. You might be letting the best two go. Is that good business for a contending team? Maybe not, but Keenum's convinced me, and Teddy does not, and durability's important here too for these all three of these guys, and you gotta trust Keenum the most in that regard. Ken H asks, how can Donald, I assume he's talking about Aaron, not be defensive player of the year? He has to give offensive linemen nightmares. I preach to the choir, Ken. I mean, not just because he's a Pitt guy, not just because I'm rooting for him. I don't think that competition's even close, but I feel like I'm in the minority. One guy who was giving him a run for his money but has been injured lately is Bobby Wagner. There's some good edge players, you know, Calais Campbell, Chandler Jones. I mean, I get that there's a lot of really good other candidates, but none of them to me are close to being in the stratosphere of Donald. Watch him last week just dismantle the Seahawks. That's every game against double and sometimes triple coverage. To me, By far the best defensive player in the league right now. That gap gets wider every time I watch him, in my opinion. Sort of correlate with that, Joshua Carlson asks, are the Sea Chickens imploding? I assume that means the Seahawks. Imploding strong. I mean, the Rams are legit. Let's not sell them short of how good they really are. And everyone wants to blame the offensive line in Seattle. And there's some truth to that. But, you know, Wilson's style of play is always going to lend itself to allowing a lot of pressure. There, you know, he passes, contrary to popular demand, he's a great player, but he passes up or misses throws from the pocket he can't make. And I know no one thinks this is true anymore because he is a great player, but his shortness is a problem. Now, he doesn't see things like other quarterbacks do, and sometimes he'll miss things that develop, and therefore he becomes a scrambling out-of-structure player. Now, there's nobody better at it than him. It's amazing, but it's a hard thing to count on as the foundation of your offense. Bigger problem to me, and the thing that needs fixed more than anything, and I'm not, and I think the line has something to do with it for sure, their running game has been non-existent, and they have to have some semblance of a running game, and they have not had anything to count on. Defense is starting to look like any other defense, and a lot of that is injury-related, in my opinion. But the run defense hasn't been good. I mean, Gurley just gashed them. Legion of Boom is banged up. You know, Wagner and Wright have been banged up. That's tough, man. I mean, I think this team rebounds. I have read some places saying maybe a scrap, you know, blow the Seahawks up and start over. I think that's a little too early. I think you can tweak things and try to get back to running the football a little bit more. But I do think that they're their season's probably over. I told you about my bookie. I've told you about them before. They're fantastic. Good friends of the show. Tomorrow, I am going to pick every game of Week 16, and I will go to mybookie.ag and pick every game straight up and against their spreads. I urge you to check out their site for sure. Bowl season is here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Sign up at mybookie.ag today and get paid fast when you win. MyBookie is your hookup for all your betting needs, and you can even deposit using Bitcoin. That's a thing, something I did not know about them. Pretty crazy. I don't know a whole lot about Bitcoin, but very cool. Where you bet is just as important as who you are betting on. And if you want to make money betting the bowl games, you got to go to mybookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend without question. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. They have odds on every matchup as well as is game live betting on all this season's NFL and bowl games. So, join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus, which is like 50% free money. Got to use our promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Locked on. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. If you're going to bet, the only place to do it is at MyBookie. So, let's keep scrolling down the old Twitter timeline here. Talk of Kirk Cousins to Denver. Thoughts? Where do you see him in 2018? That's from Aaron Hatfield. How does Washington let him go? Denver obviously needs a quarterback. Elway has shown he will be aggressive to go get a guy that he can count on. Denver would be a much better team with Kirk Cousins than what they are now. I think we all agree on that. Help the offense around him a little bit more. Add another weapon. I would probably live with the backs, add another, a tight end can certainly help, maybe enhance the offensive line for sure. But I think the thing to look at here, and I know he's crazy expensive if you'd franchise him again, but Washington, how do you move on without him? I mean, there's nothing waiting in the wings. I mean, you could probably get Teddy Bridgewater for half the price and use a second round pick on a quarterback, and that wouldn't be terrible, but I think Cousins and Gruden have a good thing going. I don't think he's going to be back. I mean, to answer that question, might the Browns go crazy and add him and then use picks everywhere else? Maybe. Jacksonville comes to mind. He's going to get paid huge. And I like him a lot, but I worry it's not going to be good business to sign him when it's all said and done at the big numbers it's going to cost. All right, my man, go Pats ass. Matt, one football question. Is Andrew Luck's career as an elite quarterback over? Will he ever be the same again? What's your gut feeling? I hate commenting on injuries. You would have hoped, and this goes without saying, these things would have been resolved by now. I mean, before the season started, I thought he was going to be back very early in the year and being an elite quarterback. This doesn't sound good, and now he's in Europe, you know, rehabbing and working on things, and I think he's a tremendous player, and it would be a massive, massive shame if he doesn't return, because we've been robbed of a potentially one of the top few quarterbacks of this generation. My gut feeling is he does get back. This isn't what you asked, but I've heard many saying that the Colts job will be the most attractive one to potential coaching candidates. And I'm not saying it wouldn't be, but if Luck is there, yeah, I mean, obviously that's a huge asset, a huge asset. But this roster is pretty far away. I mean, I think I told you guys this yesterday. The Colts are 31st in points scored this year. They're 31st in points against this year. I mean, what don't they need? And that's if we operate under the assumption that they have Luck and Brissett and those guys are 100% and we're happy about them, they still need everything else, basically. I mean, as great as I think Luck is, they're still going to be a bad team next year. Number two from GoPats, non-football question. Does Trading Places qualify as a Christmas movie? Absolutely. No doubt about it. By the way, if you haven't seen Trading Places, shame on you for 6 weeks. My man Dale Lawley and I were talking about Trading Places today, and Randy, who's also on the show with us, is younger, hadn't seen it. People that are under 30 are not in the Trading Places world, I guess, which is mind-boggling to me. I thought this was a classic that stands the test of time. Yes, counts as a Christmas movie for sure. Lots of Christmas scenes in there. I think The Godfather counts as a Christmas movie. I mean, it's Christmas time when Vito gets gunned down, doesn't it? Isn't it? You know, Michael's walking the streets with Christmas presents when he reads it. There you go. Scott Backus asks, thoughts on what San Fran needs to get to build around Jimmy GQ next year? I like that. Jimmy GQ, good work. A lot. Number one receiver, I think, is number one. Don't forget Pierre Garçon is there. They have a lot of money. I mean, it's not going to be hard to add some things in free agency, and they've already shown to be aggressive. On defense, I think you got to really concentrate in the secondary. On offense, I think you need pretty much everything, especially if you let Hyde leave, which I think is a coin flip. Offensive line needs a lot. I can't live with just Goodwin and Garçon. I really would love a prototypical number one, Allen Robinson, Sammy Watkins, something like that. Maybe could live with Kittle, and you'll get a running back somewhere. But number one receiver, O-line would be my priorities, and then the other things I'd try to fill in the blank. This one is about Seahawks, which I pretty much already talked about. And Joe Gear, to follow this up, asked, does the Jimmy G hype simmer down after the Jags come to town Sunday? It shouldn't. I mean, I expect him to be in for a very long day. He's going to get hit a lot. His receivers are not going to get open. I don't think they'll run the ball. I really think Jacksonville's defense will be more than, not Jimmy, the Niners' offense can handle. But it shouldn't. I mean, my opinion won't change. If he looks terrible, takes 10 sacks, throws 4 picks, and is 10 for 33 for 80 yards, it wouldn't change. I mean, I still think he's the man. I think he's a franchise quarterback. You guys know I do not throw that around easily at all. All right, Dr. Thunder asks, I can't understand the Bills. Are they a QB away? 1 week, I think, wow, they might be good. The next, I think, wow, they blow. they're more than a quarterback away. I mean, I think they'll move on from Taylor. I don't know what direction is best for them. It's another maybe Bridgewater landing spot. But they need a number one receiver. The running game is good, but I think you should add a young running back to the mix. I think the defense is littered with needs, that there's not a lot of spots on defense that I would say you're set, it's a strength, don't worry about it. So I think the Bills roster, and fortunately for them, they have a lot of resources, a lot of draft picks. They're going to be a fun team to analyze this offseason. Quarterback isn't there, but no, they're not just a quarterback away. Fred Rogers, give me the finger. True or false, heading into the draft, the Steelers have bigger needs at linebacker than at corner. Yes. If you can't count on Shazier, the number one need of this team, quarterback aside, long-term quarterback of the future, is inside linebacker, second-level player. They need a starter. They need an athlete. They need Vince Williams to become a two. They need a fast, game-changing Shazier type. If you get good news in the coming months that Shazier, hallelujah, he's going to be fine, then no. But I don't think corner's a need all that much. I think Sutton is legit. I think Hilton is legit. Hayden returns and has been a very nice find. And I think Burns will be a starting quarterback, or starting corner. So no, I don't think corner will be high on the list. I think inside linebacker will be, unfortunately. Quarterback, I bet Bell returns, but maybe you still add a running back. Tight end wouldn't hurt. Joshua Silber asked, rank the following career-wise. It's a tough one. Charles Woodson, Revis, Sherman. If I have to rank them. Woodson, longevity, versatility, playmaker, size, athlete, played some offense in college. I know that doesn't count for this conversation, but wow. You can't forget what he was when he entered the league, and he lived up to all that and more. Won the Heisman as a corner. Revis would be two. I mean, he's been a shell of himself the last couple of years, but I think he's the preeminent corner of this generation. Revis Island was a very real thing for a long time. And that sounds like it's knocking Sherman, but I think Sherman's a Hall of Famer. I think that all three of these guys are Hall of Famers. Great player. And this sounds negative, and it shouldn't, because he's really physical. He has great ball skills. I love the way he plays. But having Thomas there was always very, very important, for sure. And he also played a lot of zone, didn't follow. And when you're talking about elite players at this position, his life was a little easier than some. Stockton asks, can Dallas beat Seattle with all their weapons back? Sean Lee, Ezekiel Elliott, for example. Sounds like there's a good chance Irving returns, or at least a decent chance by the end of the season in Dallas. We'll talk about this game more tomorrow. It's a good tease. That's a good way to end this. But yeah, I mean, in a vacuum right now, I think Dallas is better than Seattle. And Elliott, I think, is in for a huge game, much like Gurley was. So maybe that's not so great a tease. Yeah, maybe I didn't do so great a job of figuring out where I'm going to lean with that pick. But I also have not been to my bookie yet to check that out and see what the line is. I would imagine I'm sitting here, you know, blind on that one, thinking Dallas should be favored. You know, with the nature of this question, can they win? I think they should win in Dallas. They're a better team. Defense is shaping up. Young secondary looks good. There's a pass rush for sure. They run the ball. They're going to run the ball. And Seattle secondary and team as a whole doesn't look so good. I could see a lot of points in that game, but I think Dallas should be favored by 3.5 or so. And we will reveal that tomorrow when I go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code mybookie, or I'm sorry, locked on, and we will pick that game for real. But I think Dallas should be favored. So that gives you that. See ya.